Sure.
Alvin, you talked about tempo before the game, even though you had a slow start. Was that the tempo you wanted from the get-go?
Yeah, you know, at the start of the game, they shot the ball great. I mean, we take a first time out and you get a stat sheet and it says 100% shooting. You know, you just got to keep playing. It's such a long game. NBA games are such a long game. The guys were great. I mean, they didn't panic at all, and they realized that at some stage, you know, there was going to have to be a lot of missed shots if they were shooting 100% at the first time out. So they just continued to play. I thought our defense picked up, gave away a couple of layups right there, and then we had a couple of shots that we didn't get in. But I love the pace of the game, and I love the fact that we kept pushing the basketball. I thought our defense got more aggressive, and I thought that was really the difference. Our defense made the difference because we were running off misses instead of off makes, and I think when you do that, we'll get some easy baskets somewhere along the line. And although we didn't shoot it great from three, I love the fact that, you know, we got Channing back, we got JD back, Jared Dudley, and those guys coming off the bench gave us a huge, huge lift.
Warren's second quarter, he picked went right at Roy, got him his third, went at Howard, got his third, got another one on Cunningham. He seemed to be taking to the basket, getting them in foul trouble three consecutive plays.
Well, I thought that he had played a little passive, and you can understand that, first playoff series. But we talked today, and I told him that, you know, it's the same guys that he's played against during the regular season. And, you know, he was a really, really good player for us during the regular season. So I just told him to have confidence and don't worry about the mistakes, to go out, be aggressive. If you make a couple of mistakes, then, you know, so be it. But I need for you to be aggressive. I thought he did a great job of taking the ball to the basket, trying to find open guys. And, you know, it was key. He got those guys in foul trouble, yes.
All in all, you talked about bench play before again today. You got 55 points out of the bench versus 52 out of the starters. Let's talk about how important that balance is.
Well, that's the way we played the whole year. You know, the entire season, we've been a team that, you know, our bench has been pretty good. I think we're in the top five in the league in scoring, our bench is. But, you know, just the energy that they gave us. And, you know, you look at the stat sheet and lose 19 minutes, you know, you don't see a whole lot on the stat sheet. But, you know, he means so much to us from the standpoint of what he gives us from an energy standpoint. You know, a couple of block shots here, a couple of good plays here. But I just thought that second unit did a good job of getting themselves in the open court. Then when we do that with Channing and JD out there, they make a couple of three-point shots for us, and then that means all the difference in the world.
Coach, can you talk about how you were able to dominate the glass tonight?
Well, I just thought we were – when the game is open court, then we can use our quickness and our athleticism – to get to the ball. You know, they're so long and they're so big, and Camby and those guys just suck up everything on the board when you're in a stagnant type offense. So we just tried to open up the floor. We get them moving, and now when the ball goes up there, we can use our quickness to try to beat them to the ball. I thought we did a good job with that. You know, 15 offensive rebounds is key for us. And, you know, they end up shooting 46% for most of the game. They were in the 53 range. So I thought we did a great job. As I said, we gave up 19 in the second, 19 in the third. You know, that's pretty good defense against these guys.
Was it something, an adjustment you made offensively to spring him loose today?
No, I mean, he shot the ball and it just hadn't gone in. But in our offense, we don't care. You know, if you got an open shot, you have to take it. If it's one of those nights where it's not going in, then it's not going in. But to pass up shots in our offense hurts us more than taking an open shot and missing it. So we just told him to relax and shoot it. And, you know, he spent some extra time shooting today. We gave him a little DVD of a few games where he made 7 out of 10 and 7 out of 10 and 6 out of 10 and 5 out of 7. And just told him to take a look at it and see if there's anything that he can see in it. I don't think at this stage you need to talk to guys or try to help him at all with their shot. I mean, he's going to make shots. Channing's going to make shots. He just got to keep shooting.
Alvin, you talk about running off misses, but in that first quarter you're down 18-4 and you ran right after a make and got the three by Jay Rich and really seemed to control the tempo from that point. I mean,
yeah,
that...
you know, we have to run off makes and misses. We're just we're a lot happier when we're running off misses. But like I said, they shot the ball well, did a good job, attack. You know, what we tried to do defensively, make Andre Miller make some shots. He did. You know, he made a couple of threes early, made a couple of jump shots early. but we were going to stay with what we thought gave us the best opportunity to win. He played great. You know, Andre played great, but in our situation, you know, if they make it, then we got to try to get it back out and attack, but we're much better running on misses.
Did that Jay Rich shot feel like something of a turning point? Am I reading too much into that?
Probably, you know, probably. I don't know if that was a turning point when you look up and you're still down double digits, but we just needed to have something positive happen. That did. Like I said, I thought our guys were still pretty relaxed from the standpoint of, hey, we came to the bench, and basically they just said, hey, just hang in, you know, everything will be fine.